This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
We're celebrating all things International Women's Day, and we've got our very own Karina Hogan on the phone. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Happy International Women's Day.
You too. Now, there's lots going on today, especially in your world. You're a very busy woman. Tell us all about what today's going to look like.
So today, let's start by saying that I've kicked the day off. I've got my beautiful daughter standing next to me, who I hope will grow to be a strong Indigenous woman too. But for Let's Talk today, we are doing a special extra long Let's Talk, an hour and a half, because I don't think an hour is just not long enough to celebrate how deadly the women are in our community.
Certainly not.
Yeah, we're heading down to Bunyapa Park in West End, so if you're listening, head down there. It's on Vulture Street across from Open House Collective. You may have heard of that place, but on the corner of Vulture and Thompson Street, we're going to have a live outside broadcast with panellists and strong Indigenous women. That's my son in the background. Strong Indigenous women sitting on our panel, including Carla McGrady, Angela Leach, and Bianca Hunt to kick off the show, and then we're going to end it with another panel as well of women. But we're also going to have weaving down there, Tariana, because it's a strong part of history for a lot of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women. So yep. Nadine Foley, who is a Noongar woman from Western Australia, will be there with her mat talking to us about and teaching us how to weave. I've done a workshop with her before, and I know you have as well, Tariana.
Yeah, she's amazing.
She's so good. So there are going to be lots of discussions. The theme for this year, the global UN theme, is women in leadership, achieving an equal future in a COVID-19 world. Now, leadership's an interesting one for us, I think, because in our community, the way that we sort of work, it doesn't work in that sort of typical hierarchical way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we don't really have that triangle sort of way of looking at things or living. And so when I look at women in our community who I consider to be quote-unquote leaders, sometimes it's a little bit different to what you might expect a leader to be, I think. So I'm really looking forward to our chat today. And what are you up to?
I'm probably coming down to see you, actually. But, yeah, I think it's super important that we're recognising all the strong women in our community, especially here at 98.9. We've got some amazing women.
Yeah, and I think last year there was a real concerted effort to get more women on air too. And
Yeah. Thank
God, because I'm so blessed to be part of the station. But it's such an important thing for us, I think, especially with the Indigenous community, you know, to celebrate our women and to create the path forward for the younger ones that are kind of coming up, you know. And I remember as a kid, Atari, I used to always, every single International Women's Day, I'd go with Aunty Sis and my mum to a different International Women's Day breakfast, lunch, dinner. Aunty Sis would organise them. Auntie Sandra King had the Black Bold and Beautiful celebration, and I spoke to her a couple of days ago. She's up in Cairns. But today is an opportunity for us to come together, I think, and continue celebrating, because there's so much to be celebrated. You know, you just got to sort of make sure that you're recognising the contribution that women make.
Absolutely. And I was saying before that it's also important to be recognising the men that are supporting us as well.
Yeah.
It's just as important as celebrating the achievements, the thing, because it takes a village.
It does take a village, and it is important to have men involved, and especially having men involved to support women. You know, there are so many issues that we confront on Let's Talk, you know, whether that's, you know, the Black Death in Custody, domestic violence, all those things, child safety, all those things that impact women, you know, on a daily basis. And I think in order to change those things, we need 50% of the world's population behind us, you know?
Yeah.
So come on down to the live broadcast. It starts at 9. It's an hour and a half to 10:30. But then we're going to have a picnic there. It's unofficial. Bring a rug, bring a chair. There'll be an elder's tent there. Bring something to eat or to share, and just come down and enjoy yourself.
Sounds like an awesome morning. Make sure you head down to Bunyapa Park at 9 o'clock. Thanks, Karina, and we'll look forward to hearing your show today.
Thank you.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.